Morning, WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, we are mobile. WRPB 448, monitoring. And 448, WRZP 544, Sheboygan County.
Well, good morning, Bob. My name is Kurt, and I'm in Groveland Township, Michigan, right next door to the Holly State Rec area. As usual, you're coming in loud and clear. Over.
Roger that. I appreciate the flowers there on the old transmission. You are as well. Great modulation this morning. Well, let's see. It's apparently low 50s here this morning and lots of rain. Thank goodness we need it up here.
I'm sure you've been following Southeast Lower Michigan got its share fair share of rain this past week, so I'm glad you're getting yours. Over.
Roger that. Yeah, I was talking with a fella down there in Flint the other day. Holy Massachusetts, they got 2.5 inches in one shower. But no, we've been, we're under what we normally get for the year up here, so it's good to see it. It's actually coming down cats and dogs here today, which is good.
Yeah, I'm just here south of Flint. I'm transmitting off of that receiver. Yesterday we had absolutely beautiful skies, no funny lines. Looks like this morning's off to the same start. A little chilly for this time of year, but looking forward to it.
Yeah, oh, we've got plenty of sunshine days left. Mother Nature ain't done with summer yet, Roger.
Copy that. So I heard you say you were in your mobile. What do you got lined up for the day?
Shine. Typically I'm up at 6, well, 5 every morning, the dogs. And then we'll rustle her out about 6, and I take them out here to the Pigeon River, and I let them go wild. Let them stretch their legs. And then back to the house here for breakfast, and I'll probably cook something up nice this morning for me and the better half, Roger. And actually, there's nothing on the menu today. I've got a small dresser to repair for a friend, and then I think I'm just going to take it easy the rest of the day, Roger.
Copy that. We might put some coffee in the truck and drive through the state park I'm next to. Come back, cook a big breakfast as well, and take it easy. I work tomorrow. Sounds like I'm having a day just like yours, except for we don't have dogs. That sounds awesome, though, Roger.
That. I'm retired, so it's my daily routine with the animals. We take care of the puppies in the house there and keep them happy as well as the better half, Roger.
Copy that. Yeah, I work part-time, and I don't know, I might end up leaving the job here soon anyway. So I guess I consider myself semi-retired. You know, I'm just going to try to work sporadically for the last few years of my working life, too. Just take it easy here in the woods. Over.
Roger that. As we speak, I'm tooling through the Pigeon River here. And I don't mind it. I get out in the morning and I get to see lots of animals running around here. I get the occasional elk every once in a while, and then, like I said, plenty of other game to look out while these maniacs are going wild. All right, sir. It's been a pleasure here. I'm about to pull over and let these dogs loose. We'll talk to you soon, man. It's a pleasure having you in my receipt. WRZP 544, I'm sure we'll do it again, sir.
Yes, it was a pleasure speaking with you as well. Again, my name is Kurt. I'm Groveland Township. This is WRPB 448. Enjoy your day. I am clear.
Okay, thank you again. WRZP 544. Sorry about the double keying on you there. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. I just, let you guys know that you have perfect timing. I was up in Spokane County last night. I got home about 9 o'clock last night and went to visit my property to make sure everything was okay. It's all the cameras.
Well, you bailed out just in time. It's raining cats and dogs here this morning, but like I say, we'll take it. Roger?
I'm up in the Pigeon River Country State Forest, the northeast end of it.
And you know right where I'm at. I'm at the beginning of Montgomery Road here, just past the quarry, less than, what, 1/8 of a mile from the Pigeon River there.
Roger. Yeah, I was out there, like I said, just checking, making sure everything's okay. I've been up there. Well, I have the time to do it.
That, as I said, I run it pretty frequently there, the Pigeon River, me and the dogs there, and then the better half and the camera and I will go out and shoot the elk. A lot of pictures of the elk here, but if you ever need somebody to give you a check on your property, just give me a holler, brother. We can handle that for you.
I appreciate it. It's just that I've been down here in Detroit taking care of my parents. They both passed away.
Yeah, my condolences. Both of mine have been gone for quite a while as well. All right, sir. My dogs are pulling at the bit. I got to let them out of the old truck here this morning. It was a pleasure speaking with you. Be safe down there. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob. We are clear of the network, sir, on your final.
Real quick, how does this radio sound? Just wondering, because I have a handheld.
you've got considerable background noise. I wouldn't call it popcorn. I'll call it static. But you are readable, sir. Roger.
Okay, well, I'll accept that because I'm inside of the building, so that would use the signal a little bit. Appreciate it. WRYR503, clear in your final.
WRYR503, pleasure having you in my receipt this morning. Keep doing what you're doing. WRZP544, clear the network.
Morning to the fellow in Groveland Township. I did forget about you.
Good morning, 503. This is WRPD448. Yeah, no worries. You know, this is what the network's for. I'm glad to see you made contact with somebody local to another area that you go to. That's awesome. Copy?
Yeah, I understand they're intending to build the network out, so that'll be kind of nice. I'm an amateur also, but there's some limitations being an amateur. You can't just talk to anybody. But at least with the PMRS, there's going to be more and more people getting on.
Copy that. Yeah, I can hear you. You're a little weak. The staticky noise that Bob was describing to me sounds kind of like a little waving thing, almost like a motor running in the background, maybe. Over. Copy that. I'm told if you stand closer to a window, it might be better. Over.
A glass of the tendency to not watch the signals, bad as walls and other things, so it's correct.
Gotcha. What are your plans for the day today?
Down and have some coffee, and that's going to be it. I'm retired also. I've been retired for 10 years. So, it is what it is.
Very good. I'm sipping on my coffee right now as well. I'm probably going to head downstairs and make breakfast and relax all day. So this is WRPD448. Pleasure to make your contact. I'll speak with you soon. I am clear on your final.
Roger, roger. Okay, nice to meet both of you. November 8th, oops, I almost said the wrong call sign. And sign off with my amateur call sign, that's not good. WRYR503, clear on your final.
Copy that. My name is Kurt as well. I forgot to mention that. It's K-U-R-T. Pleasure again to speak with you. WRPB448 clear.
You're a German Kurt.
Copy.
Gotcha. WRYR503, going to go get coffee.
WRUU 850.
RWS 53 monitoring.
WSAX 712 to board and all, and WSAX 712 monitoring.
WRMZ 640.
WRUU 850 rolling.
This is WSAX 712. Sounds like you might have Vox on, or maybe that's somebody else. They got music playing in the background.
No, not me. Anyhow, rolling. They don't realize that it doesn't matter. It doesn't affect anybody. So they're not real bright. Anyhow, I am rolling. Be there shortly, Don.
Copy. Sitting on a park bench. WRC Wi-Fi 65.
Are you eyeing little girls with bad intent?
There are no, well, there are little old senior ladies out here with a lot of bad intent.
All right, I'm turning, turning in now.
This ain't fair at all. I'm out in the forest running the dogs and you guys are going to breakfast.
Well, I don't know. Being out in the forest is its perks.
It does. All our critters go good with potatoes. Good morning, Sean.
WRUZ 924.
WIZ-2544 is one in every group, isn't it? Hi, Bob. Good morning, sir. WIZ-2544. How's your day, Bob? WIUG 488. Heck, we're off to a good start. Lots of rain here this morning. We needed it, Roger.
The sunshine here is about, let's see. And I would say about 70.
Currently 56 degrees, light wind out of the west, and we're expected rain showers on and off up until 2 o'clock this afternoon, and then maybe some later this afternoon with a high of 65, Roger. And then more rain again tonight, too, which we're digging. We really need that for the old garden.
Because there's only 63 here. I got it wrong, but it came down to 63. So it's sunshine and it's a good day. Roger.
Do that. I imagine you're off to breakfast. Tell everyone I said hello and you be safe there, Jack. Roger.
Bob, I'm out to breakfast, so I'm not too far either, so I would tell everybody you said hello. No problem at all. Okay, we're back out of here a little bit. WIUG 488.
WIUG 488, WRZP 544. Always a pleasure. Enjoy your day, Jack.
Hello, Papa. WSCI 783, mobile to base, copy. WSCI 783, mobile to base, copy. WSCI 783 to WSCI 392, copy.
WSPM 924, good morning everybody.
Good morning, WSPW 983.
It is a breezy, chilly morning, but I love it.
Yep, it's breezy and chilly here in Grand Blanc also.
WIUG 488,
copy. Hey friend, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. I was at the breakfast. It just came on a breakfast. And it was good. I ate a little bit and drank some coffee, and that's about it. How you doing? I didn't hear you a long time.
I called for you a couple times, but must have been when you weren't on or whatever. That breakfast sounds good. I'm kind of hungry myself. We're going to go pick up my sister and take 69 over to Lake Huron. And go rock hunting and metal detecting this morning. Over.
Oh, yeah. Well, go have a good time there anyhow. I'm just going to go home right now and relax a little bit. Not much to do today and tomorrow. And we'll see what's happening. Anyhow, good talking to you and good to hear from you. Keep in touch. WIED 488.
I'll keep in touch. Thank you. You have a blessed day, friend, and hopefully I'll catch you later on and I can tell you about all the gems that I found. You have a blessed day, and I'll talk to you later. WSBW 983, standing by.
You take care. Have a good day. WIUG 488.
Thank you. You do the same. Over.
Station 359. Robert, you out there? Station 359. WRUT 48. Copy?
I just woke up, so I'm kind of mixed up here. How you doing, Jack? This is WRMK 359.
I'm doing good, Robert. How about you? How are you doing?
Doing all right. Doing great. Doing great. I gotta go out later and finish the grass in the back because it's got a lot cooler out there than it was before.
I know what you're saying. No, I finished mine yesterday. I finished everything yesterday. I said, let me take a day off today, and that's about it. Wait till Monday again. And what he can do, he can't do so much till Monday anyhow. So, good to hear you, Robert. You take care. By the way, what's the temperature there? I'm over here at 72 degrees. Is it colder by you out that way?
TV's off, I get it off, and there ain't no fucking show to get the temperature higher on air. That's hard.
Robert, take care, have a good day. WIUG, Brady, clear.
River is 69 degrees. WRFK 359. WRTV 552 is on the case.
Station out there, 218. Station out there, 218. WIUG 48, copy.
WRUU 850.
Wrong channel. Oh, wait, right channel.
Right channel, wrong channel.
I heard you, but then I heard you again, and then I heard you again, and then I heard you out of the other one.
Yeah, I called Phil over on the other one, and then came over here, and I figured I'd rattle up the electrons.
WRUT 798. 488 Jack, are you there?
Station out there, 798. WRUT 488.
Hey Jack, Greg here. Just, shouting out for you, going to the Lark at Stony Creek today. Was wondering if you were going to make it.
I'm everybody going.
Well, I'll bring in the wife today. We'll be there in about 10 minutes. KFAS Dave will be there about 1 o'clock or maybe a little bit before. And I don't know who else is going, you know, Chuck and whoever's all there. And it's at a different park, I guess, where you turn into the one we go to always, Winter Cove. Instead of turning that way, go across the street the other way. And it's in there somewhere. I don't really know where. So keep that in mind if you go.
Yeah, I'll keep it in mind. I don't know what I have. I just got home from breakfast, so I don't know what I have right now, but I will contact you or whoever's out there.
All right, very good. Just want to make sure you knew about it, and we'll talk to you possibly later on. WRUT 798.
Right, thank you for letting me know. WRUT 488.
CM993 radio check.
Your eyes is ZP544. Have you loud and clear and support you now, sir?
Yeah, thank you. WSBM993 monitoring.
RZP544, Sheboygan County 5, we are monitoring the frequency.
WSBW200 monitoring.
WQRS-740 in mobile. Anyone listening on this frequency? WRZP-544, have you loud and clear, sir, up here in Sheboygan County? Okay, we're in a mobile unit.
Roger that. When you're on top of the hill, I can receive you just fine there. However, you are readable intermittently. Roger, sir.
Roger. Yep, repeater's coming back to me solid right now. I'm on top of a hill looking north at numerous lakes. just heading up to Mackinac City for vacation. Go ahead.
That was a good solid blast transmission. Yep, you're on top of now. Hey, Roger that. Unfortunately, you're going to hit quite a bit of rain up here today. But we definitely need it. Traffic has been light all day. You're going to run into some construction down there before Gaylord once you get up this way. That's all I know south. I haven't heard anything on traffic on the old scanner, so you should have a nice, safe trip up this way, Roger.
Yep, Roger that. Yep, we're just coming into Indian River area right now, and we're down in Frankenmuth for 3 days with some Niagara Falls area, so we've been up here for a few days. We're coming up further, taking a two-week road trip. Go ahead.
Copy on the well-deserved and the road trip. You enjoy yourself. You're not too far. You're 7.5 miles down the road west of me right now. So, yeah, enjoy, brother. Mobile's doing its thing when you're on top of it there. Anything we can do for you, if you need troubles, we'll be here for you up this way. Always a pleasure. WRZP 544, clear monitoring on your frequency, sir, and travel safe.
Okay, thanks for the comeback. The signal here is Rich, and we're probably going to pop off here somewhere and catch some food. This looks like a pretty good place right around here in Indian River. So maybe we'll grab a bite. We've been on the road for a little while here and getting kind of hungry. And I don't think we can check into the campgrounds until after 1 or 2 anyway, so we might as well get something, right? Thanks for coming back to me. Maybe we'll talk in here later. This is WQRS 740, and we'll be clear.
Roger that. I'm sure you know right next to the state park there is Wilson's River Edge. And then you got Christopher's down the road there across from the new Pat and Gary. So enjoy. I hope we do it again. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, clear and monitoring the frequency.
WSCI 783 to WSCI 392. Copy.
WSCJ 541.
WSCI 783 to WSCI 392, copy.
WSCI 392 to WSCI 783, copy.
This is 783, I copy.
Up to the stop time.
You guys heading home? Are the girls all back?
Mostly everyone is back.
All right, works out good when you're ahead of schedule, huh?
Yep.
All right, well, I'll catch your act later. This is WSCI 783. I'm clear up your final. Station 392, copy.
Copy.
What's going on?
Traffic. Lights.
Yeah, you gotta love them setting traffic lights.
WSCI 392, clear up your finals.
WSCI 783 monitoring.
WSAX, I'm 1-2, on air, monitoring, and mobile.
WRGC 544.
WRNW 329. Air monitoring.
Afternoon, 329, WRZT, 544.
Good afternoon, Bob. How you doing? WRNW, 329.
All systems go here at Redbird LZ. Afternoon, broken cloudy skies, and we're finally getting some of that well-needed rain up here, right?
Copy that. We had enough of it down here to the south of you. We can send it all up that way. We're finally getting some dry weather here. A little cooler, but nice and dry.
That I've been copying the mail on a couple bands. You guys have definitely been wet down south this year, but we're actually below normal here. So it came through here late last night till around 11, and scattered clouds, little blue sky, and we're expected more tonight. So we'll take it. Roger that.
Hey there. Oh, you got a lot more trees up that way. Everything gets thirsty up there with all the woods, for sure.
Oh, yeah. My garden's grooving on it, too, brother. The garden needed it, too, as well. So, all good to hear you in here. It was a good day so far. I'm done for the day. I'm still recovering there from that neck surgery, so got quite a bit done around near the old homestead. So numbers to you. Pleasure having you in my receive, sir. WRZT 544, Sheboygan County. Bob, clear and monitoring on your final, sir.
Bob, appreciate the comeback. Nice talking to you. Enjoy the rest of your day. And hopefully that neck heals up quick enough for you to be more mobile. Catch you later. WRNW 329, we're clear for now.
WSBJ 347, monitoring the channel.
WRYB 421 mobile.
WSDQ 996 monitoring. WSWB 200 monitoring. WSWB 200 radio check.
This is WSAX 712. I got you loud and clear. How do you receive me?
Very loud and clear.
Yep, Costa. Currently I'm sitting at Mound and M59 on my mobile. So that's actually good that you're able to even get these views loud and clear. Thank you for that. WSX 712 standing by.
Thank you for the radio check. WSWD 200 standing by monitoring.
WRYB 421, good evening everyone.
WSAX 412-421, good evening to yourself, good sir.
WSDY 812, making my first call, wondering how it sounds.
WRP YB 421, you sounding good on my end.
Thank you.
Hey, station 847, station out there, 847, WIUG, bleeding, copy. Station 218, station out there, 218, WIUG, bleeding, copy. There, 934. No, that's a station out there. This is WIUG 48. A lot of scratchy. Maybe you move around, you'll find, you know, a hot spot. Roger.
Roger, Jen. I'm quite a ways away from the tower. You can do what kind of.
Oh, are you the gentleman out of Port Huron?
No, Monroe. This is Steve.
Oh, there's a lot of scratches behind you. I really don't know what to tell you, but come on back again because I want to see who you are. Come on back. Are you the station out of Ohio?
Monroe, Michigan, Jack. You're in Monroe, Michigan.
Okay, Monroe, Michigan. But I think he's on the walkie-talkie, correct? Gentlemen out there from Monroe, Michigan, if you're on a handheld, put your hand straight up in the air. That way I can hear you pretty clear.
US, what's the exact can I radio check?
Okay, I'm here with a radio check. This is WIUG 48. Copy?
Hey Jack, thanks. I appreciate it. I was just checking out my mobile unit.
Yeah, you're sounding good here. Roger.
Copy that, thanks. WSBS 386 listening.
No problem anytime. Take care. Have a good evening. WIUG 48.
Sir, I'm doing all right. So I was at the hardware store earlier. I remember last night you were talking about batteries because I got that battery power on Lord. He had some stuff with battery too. And I happened to look at how much they want for a new battery for my lawnmower. And they don't, well, you don't even have it in stock at the store. I have to order it, but they want $180.
That's a lot of money, sir. It is a lot of money, but there is one here in Rochester, and he's a good friend, too, but he's reasonable, too, and you don't find too many of those stores around.
Yeah, the thing is like, my mower I got from Lowe's, so I'd have to pretty much get it from there. Though they do make, I went on Amazon and looked, and lost the same price for the OEMs. They do make cheaper ones, so I got a few options there. So I think what I'll do is, I don't know if I'll do it this year, but I think what I'll do is, you know, get a newer battery. I don't think it's going to be an LEM, probably one of the slightly cheaper ones, not super cheap, because I want it to still work. And then what I'll do is I'll mow the lawn once on that and charge it up, and then the next time I mow the lawn, I'll do it on the two older ones. And that way I'll probably go like that for a couple of years, and then I'll cycle the older ones out and buy another new one, and I'm good for another 5 to 7 years.
Well, I'll be honest with you, I don't know how that would work, but mine, when I bought mine, he said a month and a half, charge them, they're still going to be up if you don't use it. And really, I have them here for 3 years, and when I use it, it starts right up.
That's Right. Yeah, what I do is I top them off, like, obviously during the summer. I mean, I use it even if I cycle them out. Like, they're being used, you know, way more than once a month and a half. I don't let my grass grow that long. The winter when I'm not using them, I'm, every month or so I'll top them up. You know, because just about any battery, maybe not the lithium iron phosphate ones, but just about any other battery, definitely want to do that.
Yeah, you're right about that. The best thing to do, I don't know, I usually, when it gets below zero, I take them downstairs in the basement and just leave them there in the basement till March. Roger?
Yep. Yeah, I definitely don't want to leave those things out in the garage. It's a little too cold to be keeping them out there, and kind of break down the chemicals a bit if they get too cold. But I don't have a basement. The next best thing is I just put them in the utility room. There's a place in the cabinet in there that I don't really use for anything else. So they go in there until I need them again in the new year.
Yes, sir. That's the best thing to do. You don't use them. You believe that? I still all my tools, the batteries, they're still inside the house. Because I have not used them, so I might as well leave them here instead of leave them outside.
Yeah, I mean, that's just good. That's a good practice, too, because at least in your house or your basement or wherever, anywhere in your house is probably more temperature controlled than it is in the garage. And I remember you got that garage that doesn't have the walls are insulated, but the ceiling isn't. So, it tends to fluctuate quite a bit in there. Batteries don't like that.
That's what it is. The best thing to do if you're not using them, which is I have not used it since last summer, so they're still here. I mean, they don't bother me. They take a little bit of space, but that's okay. No problem at all. At least inside here, you're at the room temperature. That's all I'm saying, instead of the garage.
Yeah, they're definitely happier when they're when those temps only fluctuating a few degrees, not like 50. You know what I mean? But that's pretty good. But yeah, other than that, the reason I was even at the store, I had to get some caulk for the bathroom. I did a re-caulk. Well, I really had a touch-up job that wasn't my best work, but whatever. And the wife was asking me to touch up the caulk in the bathtub, but it's one of those ones we're probably going to replace in a couple of years anyway, so I just basically just doing a band-aid job on it, so I'll probably have to go clean that up before too long. And then I got some other parts for another antenna project I'm working on, so I figured I could just scoot up the load and go get this stuff. And then turns out I've got to go back tomorrow. There's a couple other little bolts I need for putting it up, but so it goes. At least it won't be super expensive. Bolts are one of those things that never really got expensive unless you're buying like 2 foot ones or something. The ones they ain't got in the store.
You're right, and every time you think you don't need it, and you're looking at it when you're there and everything. I said, I got one, and you might need two later, and that's what it is. You got to go back again and go get that other part you need, or other screw or something like that. It happened to me. I lost a few screws from the lawnmower, because it vibrated too much, and I don't know what to get them. So I asked the hardware. He said, yeah, we have them. But I'm out right now till next week. And I said, yeah, no problem. I'll wait till next week. No problem at all.
Yeah, I mean, as long as it's, you're on, don't get too long. The city doesn't start, coming by and be like, you gotta cut that, or we're going to do it. It's going to be a lot more expensive if we do. But yeah, my issue that I just discovered was, so I got this aluminum mat. It's just really a few sections of pipe that are, tapered ends, and they, you see the tapered end goes into the next end and stuff like that. So it's like 20 feet up. So it's basically one of pipe that's only 2 inches outer diameter, something like that. And I got something else on it right now. And I want to put my old TV rotator with a helical quad antenna up on the top of that. And I have had it up there before with, on a different, mast. So I got to take it down. But here's the problem. I bolted it to the side of the garage, and that's not a problem in itself. But what it is the type of bolt I used. It's going through wood, but I did not use wood bolts because I was like, well, I don't have them on hand. I don't want to go back to the store. So I'll just use these, regular, 20 thread or whatever it was, the machine bolts I got. When am I ever going to have to take these out? Well, guess what? I got to take them out. It's going to be a real pain because since they're not wood, fine thread. It's going to take like 5 minutes to get both of them out of there. It's going to be a real pain. So, kind of kicking myself for that one.
It do happen like that. You have the, you have what you have, you put it in and all that, but it doesn't hold. It happened to me in on the side of my garage, some of those chipmunks came in and ate the piece of wood. So I said, let me put in a screw in there, close it up. I closed it up, and next day it was popped up because it didn't have the right screw there.
Yep, it happens. But what? So that's the thing. At least I realized, this is an issue. So what I'm going to do this time around, and I got the idea because actually part of why I was at the store today was because the old TV rotator, it's like an antenna master, whatever it is, you know the type. It's got a piece that goes up on the mast, and then you run a control cable back to the box that's in your house, and then you control it from there. The way that it works when you put it on the mast is you try the pipe is that you it's got these threaded bolts, quarter inch by 20 thread bolts, and the ones they supplied with it from the guy I got it from years ago, he only had like 2.5 inch bolts on there. It wasn't enough to get around the mast I'm using. So I was at the store buying. I bought 3-inch ones, and those are the ones that look like the bolts without the head. So, you just kind of hand tighten them in and use pliers to, kind of tighten them up. So I'm thinking, I could do the same thing. I could take the bolts out from the garage, the side of the garage where the mast is mounted to, get all that out of there, and then put these headless bolts in, and then I'll use 6-inch this time so that it sticks out quite a bit. I'll put a nut in there to, a nut and a locking washer on both of them to hold it in this time. So it'll still be a 20 thread bolt or 24, whatever it is. And then I'll be able to then put the mast on there and then use two more bolts to hold it in place. Hold it in place with a plate with the plate's already there, so I can reuse that. So I'm already thinking of ways to get around my scrub here, WRV-892.
Yeah, you're right about that. They screw around with something. We had a house in Farmington, and we had to put that, the TV antenna up with the router. The router goes around 360 degrees. And really, it was heck, because we got in. The guy said, here's everything. So we go up there for 3 hours, and we couldn't know which way to put it. So no problem. We put it, and when you rotate that antenna, it goes the other way around. So then I said, no, forget it. I've been here 3 hours. That's enough for today. I'm going to call him and tell him to come do it. Roger.
Yeah, if you got enough time into it, you're just like, I either sink more time and effort, whatever else, into this, or I could just call somebody else to take it the rest of the way. There you go. Now, the one issue is finding somebody to take it the rest of the way. You know, I just got dealing with, you know, I called the pest control company because I had a family of skunks living underneath my front porch. Now, I had a couple of tracks, but there were still some, well, there's some under there. I was like, well, they're still getting in somehow, so I had another guy doing it, but it was beyond him. So I called the company, it's a national level company, and I, in late June, and I said, look, I got this issue, can you sort me out? And they said, yeah, give us this money and we'll do it. So I did. And they came and they trapped a couple of them, and they haven't been back since. And since then, I can't get anybody out here to actually put the barrier in, because they said they were going to put a barrier around the front porch, because there's the foundation for the original house doesn't go around the porch, because the porch was added later, and they didn't, you know, they didn't do it right. They you know, pretty much half-assed it. So I keep calling once a week. I'm on the phone with the corporate, like, look, can we get somebody out here? Because the longer we leave this, the more likely another family of animals, maybe they're not skunks, maybe there's something else, maybe they're woodchucks, maybe they're raccoons, whatever, is going to get in there. And if we put the barrier in, they're not going to do that. And it goes under the ground or whatever, so they're not going to get in there. But if we wait too long, we're going to be back at square one. And they're like, oh, we'll send somebody out. Well, somebody will call you, and they never do. So I don't know, man. I think I'm ready to just tell them, like, just refund my money. I'll go find somebody else to do it.
Yes, sir, you know that. It happened to me a couple of times, and every time I call, yeah, they're coming in tomorrow, and sometimes they don't call you back, you know. You have to call them again and say, hey, we're busy, we cannot help you right now. That's what he said. And last time I talked to the guy like that.
Yep, that's about where I'm at right now with this, and yeah, it's real frustrating. So I'm like, look, you know, I had the money, you got my money, and your contract said, yeah, we'll do this work, and then you're just kind of sitting there, just saw them. I really don't know what's going on over there. So, you know, the last bit was, oh, you'll hear from somebody by the end of the week, and we're at the end of the week now. I told them, I said, look, you know, I know you're making notes of my account, so make a note that you'll be hearing from me on Monday if I don't hear from you, and guess what? So I think I'm going to call them on Monday and be like, look, this isn't working out. Just, you know, let's just forget it. I'll find somebody else to do it. You know, they'll give me every excuse in the world. I already know, so we'll see how that goes. But maybe if I raise a big enough stink, they'll magically get somebody out, you know. I don't know if it's going to be the same day, but they'll get somebody out to do it.
Exactly, I understand what you're saying. I ran into the problem with that a week ago, and I need an electrician to put the plug outside for my Christmas lights. And I talked to him for half an hour. Yes, I'll be there. And he goes, what's your phone number? And I gave him the phone number. And he said, I'll be there Tuesday. Here comes Tuesday, nobody's there. Wednesday, and that's been over a week and a half. Never showed up.
Yes, they help me to do it these days. Like, even in my day job, like, I do, like, you know, I work for a, you know, a small web design marketing firm, so, like, I wear a few hats, and so a lot of times I do web development, but sometimes I'm sitting here dealing with stuff on the web hosting side or, like, just dealing with other clients to try to move stuff we've done on their sites or other web applications or whatever else live, and you know, I'm dealing with this, or you know, getting quotes for new service or whatever. Like right now, I'm dealing with this thing with our telecommunications provider that we've been with for 10 years, right? You know, they've really gone out of their way to help us before. So this time around, I'm like, hey, I noticed you do like some cloud hosting stuff. You know, I'm not going to get out the weeds with the specifics I asked, but I'm just saying, can you give me a quote for this, you know, work we really want? You know, I'm giving you guys first right of refusal on it. And they're like, yeah, well, we'll get the quote out. So a couple weeks goes by, and I hear nothing. I'm like, okay, well, you might not want the business? So I email the guy. I'm like, yo, what's going on? And he goes, oh, yeah, like, yeah, we're working on that. So the next day a quote shows up, and I'm looking at it. I'm like, oh, that's cool. And I says, okay, that's great, but, like, can you run it with, they did it for 3-year term pricing, and they already know that we, like, shorter terms because, you know, the nature of the business, you know, we can't be signing three-year contracts for this kind of stuff. So I says, can you run one or two here? And I did not get a response. That's been a few days, so I'm going to have to, you know, raise some hell over there again this coming week. And it's mad me because it's like I'm trying to give you business and you're making it hard for me to do business with you, especially since we've been doing business with you for 10 years. You know, what gives? WRVA 982.
That's for sure. I had the same problem with that guy, and he dragged me for 3 months. And he called, he said, look, guys, because I said, where you been? I mean, you know, I need to things to get done. He goes, well, I had a job up north, and I was up there for 3 months. And, hey, he said, every time, today and tomorrow. You know what I mean? I paid him half the money. Even half the money was gone. And he never came back. After 3 months, he said, you know what? I can't do it anymore. I said, what's the reason you can't do it? He said, look, I'm tired. I'm tired of this to do it, and I'm not going to do it. I said, what about my money? He said, you're going to get your check in the mail. This is WIUG 48.
WRVA 982. Yeah, every time you hear checks in the mail, I believe that about a week after I see it.
You're right. You're absolutely right. You know, wait till they get to the mail. And that's always happened like that. Those guys, you know, cut the trees. Oh, man, those guys, it's hard to get a dollar out of them. They tell you something, they won't do it for right away. After 1 week, they'll do it, but they don't mail you the check right away, whatever is the balance.
Yeah, it's some BS, man. Like, you know, like my local guy that I hired on to, like, do the initial, trapping and, you know, get rid of a couple of critters when he was living under there originally. He was right on the ball. He was leaving traps here. He was like telling me everything he was doing. You know, I knew exactly where they were dropping off. He would take them over to Belle Isle, you know, where they got their run of the land over there, and they're not going to bother, like, you know, really bother anybody. They got a lot of woods on that island, so they can set up shop. And so I was like, all right, that sounds reasonable, and he was getting stuff done. I go with a national company, they're jerking me around. It's like, come on, guys.
Really, Mike, these people, the national, wow, they take you all over. And I'm not kidding you. I heard a lot of people, they take them all over like that. My two cousins. They live in West Bloomfield. They took them all over, too. And it's hard to deal with these people.
Well, I think too, a lot of the decision-making at these big companies doesn't come locally. It comes from, there's so much middle management that, like, and everybody's pointing the finger at each other when, you know, crap hits the fan, and they're just like, you know, nobody really knows what happens, whereas, you know, you deal with somebody whose boots on ground knows the stuff, knows how it works, and it doesn't matter what it is. Could be pest removal, could be, you know, could be your network building, could be lawn service, doesn't really matter. You deal with the small guys, they seem to have their act together, because they're, you know, that's, if they don't work, they don't eat, you know what I mean, like, their bills don't get paid, so they're, you know, they don't have that, they don't have the luxury of, you know, screwing around with you, and I feel like the bigger companies you deal with that's got these layers upon layers of management, they all have this issue because, the accountability doesn't really reach up to them, so they can do whatever they want. You know, it's the people who are actually on the ground dealing with this stuff that's got to take the fallout from it. WRVA 982.
Those guys, you deal with them? Oh, I don't know about that. I couldn't deal with them. When I moved in here, I wanted to somebody come here and do this and do this couple of things in here. They said okay, but they never made up their mind when they want to come in. And you call them on the day they don't come. They tell you, hey, because we're busy, so you got to leave until next week. Always next week. I don't know. They never says one day or 2 days, but it says always till next week. And I don't understand why. And this is WIUG 48.
It's a classic, it defers to a few more days, and that way you get the irate customer off the phone line, and you can get on with your day with whatever else you're doing or not doing. So it's a classic, I'll pay you Tuesday for a cheeseburger today.
WSDH380, standing by.
Well, Mike, I think there's a gentleman who wants to use the frequency, which is no problem. Good talking to you, sir. You take care, and you have a good evening. WIUG 48.
All right, sounds good. Take it easy, WRV 982-380. Go ahead, take a turn.
Thank you, sir. I just wanted to see if this new radio I got was working.
Sounds fine to me. I'm also using a Sheena cradle, so take that with a grain of salt. You sound fine to me.
10-4. How about it, Jack? You hear me okay?
Yes, are you on a handheld, by the way?
No, I'm on a Radiotic GD20G.
Okay, because I'm on that DB20G too. And are you on medium watt or high watt? Which one is it?
It's on high, but I got a magnet mount antenna on my stove in the kitchen here.
Put it on medium, because I'm on a medium, and I'm way far away from Mount Clemens repeater. Roger?
Copy that. I'd have to figure out how to get it on medium.
Easy, I tell you how you do it. You go on RN on your handheld, and you go on the right, it says P or W, that's the a zero. You push the left first, F-U-N, and P-O-W. And that's how you go on that one.
Caution and then what?
P-O-W. P-O-W. P is in Paul, O is in oil, and W is weight.
Okay, Jack, I'm going to have to look in the book and see how to do this, because I'm not real familiar with this thing. But at any rate, it's working. I didn't mean to break up you guys too, so I've been monitoring you for a while, and sounding good. So you have a good one. This is Nick over in Hazel Park.
Nick, no problem. It's very easy. If you look at your handheld, you go on A and O. You go on all the way to the corner. It says A. And on the right, before the top, on the right, go on the O. And you should be able to see it. It says M, L, or H.
Okay, copy that, Jack. I'm going to have to look in the book here because I'm not picking up what you're trying to tell me. So this is WSBH 380. I'll be standing by.
Nate, good to hear from you. I haven't heard you in a long time. You take care. You have a good evening. WIUG 88. WSTI 847, WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.